Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Can you imagine this scene? We're told there were, quote, about 600,000 men on foot, Exodus 12, verse 37, plus the women and children, the aged and Levites, perhaps 2.5 to 3 million people. In addition, quote, a mixed multitude went up with them also, and a great deal of livestock, verse 38. This mixed multitude may have included non-Hebrews who took advantage of the situation, and even believing Egyptians we read of earlier, quote, who feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh, chapter 9, verse 20. In any case, what a sight it must have been. They left behind the city of Ramesses, near their land of Goshen, and slowly headed east. Of course, they had made some preparation, quote, they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they had brought out of Egypt, chapter 12, verse 39, but it was minimal. The manifesting of God's supernatural power was essential to convince the heads of the families to follow him into a vast desert with their wives and children and livestock. No hotels, no restaurants, and millions of mouths to feed. At this point in the narrative, we are told, quote, now the sojourn of the children of Israel who lived in Egypt was 430 years, verse 40. Many commentators say this is impossible, but the Apostle Paul both concurs and clarifies, quote, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made, and this I say, that the law, which was 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before by God in Christ, Galatians 3, verses 16 and 17. Thus, the whole span is being measured, from God's promise to Abraham, that his progeny would be held in Egypt but eventually return, until the national covenant was ratified at Sinai. The Bible is its own best commentary, and you can trust God's Word.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.